Hello, my name is Mats Palsvi. I'm the chairman of a Danish political party called JFK 21. We are a party that is very, very critical to the globalization, and we are very critical to the lockdown measures in particular, and this whole situation with forced vaccinations all over the world. We have just won a court case here in Denmark where a member of my political party arrived in the airport of Copenhagen and refused to take a PCR test, was fined around 500 euro, and then convicted in the court of law to pay 500 euro or go 6 days in prison because the member of my party did not show up in court. The member then had 2 weeks to complain, and I assisted with complaining to the Danish court, and I gave them 30 days to reply. Otherwise, they would agree to pay the member of my party 10 million Danish kroner, 1.25 million euros. After 28 days, they replied. The prosecution asked for acquittal, not the defense, not the judge, but the prosecution. So it's actually a quite a large victory we just had there, because it just my main argument was that we have the constitution and international treaties, and they are above the laws that are signed by our queen, and the laws are above the announcements or executive orders, as you call it in the United States. And what we have here is an announcement. An announcement says that you have to allow the government to poke your nose with God knows what substances or carcinogenic material and potential other stuff that are around these things. But there is a these are very invasive measures, and it amounts to physical and psychological torture and rape, in my honest opinion. And obviously that is an announcement. An announcement cannot go above the constitution. So this is why this decision is so big. And I very strongly encourage everybody to start actions of non-compliance, take the fines, take them to court, and then and also if you are being forced to take a vaccination or get a COVID pass, then I advise you to report them to the police for attempted murder. That is what I think you should do. When someone says to you, you have to be vaccinated, ask for their full name and home address, and then report them to the police for attempted murder. That is what I suggest that you start doing. We have to be much more offensive, much more brave, if we want to win this war. No war is won without bravery. So I very much encourage that. Lastly, I want to say I'm sitting here with a document which I have been informed has now been taken down from the Danish Parliament's homepage. And this is from January, where it stipulates that the Ministry of Health asked for 102 million kroner, 13 million euros, to start a clinical trial on the safety of COVID-19 vaccines in the period of 2021 to 2023. So basically, the Danish population is taking part in a trial to see whether they can survive being injected with all these various poisons that are in these vaccines. And also, it stipulates the European Medical Agency, EMA, has only given a conditional approval of the Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca vaccines. They then describe that they have only done clinical studies of a period of 2 months before they gave them this temporary conditional approval, and it won't be finally approved until 2023. And if you look at the official data from the Danish statistics Office of Statistics, you will see now that we in May, June and July had exactly 5.5% more deaths than in the same period in 2020, on the height of this incredibly dangerous China virus corona pandemic of last year. So at the moment in May, June and July 2021, we have more deaths in those 3 months than in any other 3 month period in the history of Denmark. So I hope that soon people will wake up. If that doesn't wake them up, I'm quite certain that these very stringent measures that are happening in France right now might help. And if not, then the lockdown that I'm 100% certain the government will try to impose on Denmark again in October or November. So lastly, yeah, they're going to try to find out how long the vaccines will give the patient, make the patient immune, and they're expecting only 2 to 3 months. So basically, with this document, they are admitting that they're expecting to vaccinate everybody 4 times a year. Yeah, that's it for me from now. So I hope that that more people will take these criminals to court, and that we will win more court cases, and eventually these crazy measures, these lockdowns, will stop, and we'll get some decent politicians in parliament. Thanks for listening.